the Tarncast, Tarncast, the Tarncast, Tarncast, the Tarncast, Tarncast, the Tarncast, 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 it's the Tarncast, Tarncast, this is the Tarncast, Tarncast, the Tarncast, the Tarncast.
The podcast will sound like this.
All right. Let's do the show.
All right.
We're recording.
Happy day after Thanksgiving, Todd Robert Anderson.
Thanks, Shannon Hillary, for having me on your show, The Tarncast.
Thank you for coming on to my show, The Tarncast, and thank you for literally rolling out of bed and wearing plaid pajamas to
well,
do so.
This is the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I don't like to get out of my jammies.
Who does?
You know, so I'm just going to keep it cash.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
It's a good look for you.
I never wear pajamas except this time of year when it gets cold.
So do you sleep in the nude?
No, I like sleep in my boxer shorts or whatever. Sleeping in the nude's fine, but like I have this concern that there'll be an emergency.
Uh-huh.
And I want to at least have my boxers on. I don't want to have to run out, you know, into the street with nothing on.
No, I agree. I agree. When my apartment was on fire a few years ago, it's the same thing. I was able to jump out of bed, throw on some shoes, run out the door, realized I didn't have my cell phone, ran back in, ran out, realized I didn't have my cigarettes, ran back in, and ran back out. But I would not have been able to do that had I not been in my pajamas.
Right.
And I even had time to, like, put on some jeans.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's... I mean, I suppose that could be the case, you know, if you're in the nude. But it's just, you know, there's multiple layers.
Yeah. Oh, clothes. Yeah.
Although you could just, you know, go commando, I guess, and just put the jeans on without the underwear.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
But in a panic, you know, you could get your junk caught in a zipper. Ooh. Or something.
And that, know? I think the odds of that happening are pretty high.
They're pretty high in a panicked
situation. In a panic, yeah.
Situation, yeah. Yeah. You got to be real careful about that. So, yeah, I mean,
that's... I guess the good thing is if it is a panic situation such as a fire or something that would require, like, medics to be on the scene,
mm-hmm.
you'd probably be taken care of pretty quickly.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be, you know, thankful.
I mean, it's just embarrassing. It'd be embarrassing.
It'd be embarrassing, yeah.
Yeah. But I guess...
And you would be immediately judged.
Yeah, people would make fun of me. I would become known as... the guy who got his junk stuck in a zipper because he insists on sleeping nude at night.
And your neighbors would immediately bust out their phones and take video and put it on
YouTube. And then put it on Instagram or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my neighbors are always trying to catch me with their phones doing something. It's like, I don't know why everybody's out to get me. But
really? Do
yeah.
they have selfie sticks? Like, do you see it peer over?
Yeah, it'll
backyard?
Come out of a window in a house next door and stuff. It's... I don't know why they really want to get me.
Well, you're entertaining. They're probably bored.
That's true. Maybe that's all it is. It's just bored bullies. Not like it's not a conspiracy.
Yeah, that's interesting. They're bored bullies. So it's like you're not really feeling like you're being bullied, but you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's less, I guess it's less, you know, aggressive and terrifying and more just like an annoying bully
yeah,
situation.
Because they're not... yelling.
I guess
at
they're more
you.
Pranksters in a way than bullies.
Simi Valley Pranksters. That could be the name. It sounds like a name of a bowling league.
It does. It does.
Let's start a bowling league. We'll be the Simi Valley Pranksters.
You can't trust those pranksters.
Yeah.
They're always up to something.
We take breaks from pranking by bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the name.
We watched a horror movie last night. After our Thanksgiving feast. We had Thanksgiving together.
We did, and it was delightful.
It was lovely. And then we watched a Hulu movie
called... Pilgrim.
Pilgrim.
It was so entertaining.
It really was entertaining. I mean, it's batshit and doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
But it was...
And they should have explained what the deal is with the pilgrims.
Yeah, it was very odd. I mean, I guess I'm okay with it because, you know, it's... And there's too much exposition explaining the setup of something.
Right.
Sometimes that takes you out of it. But this could have used just a little a little something.
Even at the end, they could have just, if they just revealed, like, who they were, right, where they came from. Because, spoiler alert, there's one character who just won't die.
Yeah, like, there's a supernatural element, it seems.
Yeah.
But then ultimately, can be destroyed.
I wonder if maybe they were like, did you ever watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, like, there are only specific ways you can kill the zombies.
Right.
Like, you know, in that, you gotta hit them in the brains.
Right.
So, maybe these were a type of zombie, except that one pilgrim did get, like...
She got stabbed
in the brain. And she was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can get stabbed with an ice pick like that, and it can miss all the important parts of your brain. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. There is a case from years and years and years ago of that man who was working on the train tracks and the rod went up diagonally through his head and he survived.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can see the x-rays online and, I mean, but that's a fluke. Like, I didn't think, like, Pilgrim Chick.
Yeah, she must have been supernatural or something. I don't know. Yeah, we didn't know where they were from. I could have used a little bit more at the beginning where the lady who hired these friggin' pilgrims, like, explained a little bit more why
they
would.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I kind of figured out that it was, you know, trying to bring the family together sort of thing with a...
That's what I thought, because I felt like she was trying to bring the family together and thought it would be kind of like a neat history lesson.
Yeah, and I got that, but I... Maybe it's just because I've never heard of anyone hiring a pilgrim reenactment team to come to their house. Like, I've been to Plymouth Plantation in Massachusetts and saw all those reenactors. And I was like, oh, these people are all... They seem crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, because it's like an amusement park or a museum, a living museum or something like that. But this was like... I've never heard of that.
No, she was inviting rando strangers dressed as pilgrims into their home and was letting them, oh yeah, sure, you can stay here. No background checks.
Yeah, for a day, that was the deal. They're going to stay over for 3 days?
Yeah.
Like, that makes it really weird.
She was an idiot.
Can you imagine, like, hiring a birthday clown to stay at your house for 3 days?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. I wouldn't want to hire a birthday clown to stay at my house for one day.
No, you don't want the entertainment to stay over.
No.
You know?
No. So, I mean, in a way, they kind of got what they deserved. But...
Yeah, sure. But it was entertaining. The kids you were hanging out with, those were the heroes, really.
Yeah.
The girl. So it wasn't their fault.
No, no.
I mean, the adults were dumb.
Yeah, the adults were dumb. The kids were the true victims.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the scenario.
Of the horrible pilgrims. They were... That guy who played the lead pilgrim, I like that guy.
I did, too. I want to see more stuff that he's in.
Yeah, he's creepy.
Yeah.
I liked him.
It'd be funny if he... Now, I know the woman, the supernatural pilgrim who, like, wouldn't die. I've seen her in other stuff, for sure. I hadn't seen the male... Pilgrim, the creepy dude in anything else. What if he does that in real life? That's why he was so creepy.
Oh, because he's actually a pilgrim reenactor?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, that would change everything. Yeah. I don't want to meet him if that's the case.
Yeah. I'm going to Google him later and see.
Yeah, I definitely don't want that. But then we watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That was the other Thanksgiving-themed movie we watched.
I haven't seen that movie in years. I'd forgotten how good it was.
It really is good. John Candy makes me cry.
I know. He was... I had forgotten the whole thing. It has been years since I've seen that movie, and I forgot the whole thing about...
About him being homeless.
Homeless, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's heartbreaking in that. It's a very sweet movie. And it's really funny, too.
It's really funny. I hope that at the end, you know, when Steve Martin's character invites him home, that it's just not one of those one-offs, like, oh, we're going to be really nice to you on a holiday, and then the next day you're out of here.
Right, right.
There's a YMCA down the
right,
street.
Right, right. You know what? I was feeling generous just because of the holiday, but I'm waking up to the reality of a homeless guy in my house, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take you down to the shelter, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dill.
Or here in L.A., you're going to drive dump him off at Skid Row.
I know. When you think about it, like the end of that movie where he brings the homeless guy home, his wife is so happy about it.
Yeah.
And I don't think... I think most wives would be like, what the fuck, dude? You brought a homeless dude home with you?
Yeah.
Without calling me? And
yeah, you totally.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I can understand why he didn't have a chance to call her because he didn't have any more money to use a payphone.
That's true, that's true.
But she also, I'm like, how codependent are you? Because wasn't he only 2 days late getting home?
Yeah, 2 days.
It wasn't like he was gone for 2 months.
That's true. I think it was just that, you know, it was important to be home on Thanksgiving.
I got the message.
For the family.
I'm just being like, come on. Come on, lady. Wouldn't you enjoy your husband not being around for an extra couple of days? But, you know, what do I know? That's just me being a bitch.
Yes. I just feel like she would have been mad about bringing a stranger home.
They should have done, like, deleted scenes, because maybe they had a scene where she was like, what the fuck are you doing? And this guy's fat. Is he going to eat all our, you know, Thanksgiving dinner? We're not going to have leftovers.
At least he wasn't like a smelly homeless guy.
No. He was clean. He was
well put
shaved.
Together.
He was well put together homeless guy.
Yeah, he's a working homeless person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did want to know that about him. So he had a car until he didn't. And... like, but what did he do? Just, like, drive around the state?
Yeah, I think he was just still trying to sell shower rings. He just wasn't... it wasn't working for him anymore.
Yeah. He was heartbreaking. He was great.
Yeah, he really was. He was. And Steve Martin's really funny in that movie.
Yes, he is.
And there's that parade of John Hughes regulars, like Edie McClurg and Ben Stein and all those fools.
And the woman, the actress who was at the car rental dealership who's... the principal's...
Edie McClurg,
that's her, yeah.
And then there was Dylan Baker.
Dylan Baker.
It's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
With a sinus problem, some kind of sinus issue. John Hughes loves, like, mucus jokes. They're in a lot of his movies.
Yeah, you're right, he does.
Christmas Vacation, it's the dog. They call their dog Snot.
Oh, that's right.
Because he's got a mucus condition.
I wonder if John Hughes had a mucus condition and that's how he worked it out.
Maybe. Or maybe he just thinks that's funny.
Maybe.
You know? It's a bodily humor.
Yeah.
You know, so...
it's better than scat humor.
Yeah, it's better. Yeah, it's better than poop jokes. It's like that Austin Powers movie where he drank the shit.
Which one was that?
The second one.
The second one?
Yeah. He drinks like diarrhea or something.
Ugh.
And he goes, nutty.
Oh, that's right. Ugh.
Because he doesn't know it's poo.
Right.
That was a thing. Like, that era of comedy, it was there. Like, even the PG-13 movies, it was all just about gross out jokes.
Yeah, that's true.
There was
true.
So much nauseating shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess they ran out of stuff around that time. We were like, okay, we'll do gross bodily.
Yeah, yeah. We'll jokes. Yeah, yeah. Well, and like I just rewatched that American Pie movie for the first time.
The first one?
Yeah. And there's like a lot of gross stuff in that. I forgot.
Fun fact, that's about my high school.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I knew who some of the people... oh, as a matter of fact...
So someone in your high school fucked a pie?
That I don't know. I think that was fictional. But I babysat... for Stifler's mom.
Oh, really?
But I didn't know until years later.
Huh.
Like, that when the movie first came out, everyone, all the adults in town were trying to figure out who was who.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple friends that were told, like, for the high school students, like, the Natasha Lyonne character was, I was told, and I can see this, was based on my friend Stephanie. And we weren't in the same class, we weren't in the same class, so different grade, I should say. So everybody who was represented in the movie, teenage-wise, I was not in the same grade as them. But not a huge high school, so.
Right.
And then I guess they were trying to figure out who Stifler's mom was for a really long time. And then, like a few years ago, somebody let the cat out of the bag. And then my dad told me, and I was like, wait, I used to babysat for her a few times because she was really good friends with our next door neighbors who I used to babysit for. And when I found this out, previously to finding that out, I found out that she and her husband had divorced. So, you know, years after, and I was like, oh, that's weird. They seemed like a really tight couple, and they dated for like 10 years before they got married, and then they had a couple kids, and they were still married. And then I, like, Googled her when I found out that she was Stifler's mom, and I was like, oh, yeah, clearly her rich lawyer husband got, like, the best part of the divorce deal, because, like, now she was, like, living in a small apartment somewhere, and went, and I think that's...
Because she was sleeping with high school kids?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, like, it's obvious to point out, but there's a lot of sex crimes in that movie.
Yeah, there are, and I don't remember, because I haven't seen the movie in so long, I don't remember how she met Stifler, but... Oh, no, Stifler's mom. I don't know how she met the kid she was sleeping with, but when I babysat, they didn't have a pool, so I don't know if there was a pool in the movie and he came over to be like a pool boy or something, or if it was never explained.
No, he's at a party. At Stifler's party.
Okay.
And his mom comes home. And where are you going?
What?
Hillary.
I need to fix some of the cables in the back room, so sorry to interrupt your show.
I love your cords.
Thank you.
Those are cool.
Those are green cords.
Much. Yeah, those are nice.
I'll see you soon.
Okay, bye. So it was at a party, that's where...
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the whole thing is like a pact to lose virginity before they go to college.
Right.
So one of the nerdier supporting friends winds up alone in a room, who can't get laid.
Right,
the girl he wants doesn't want anything to do with him, and he winds up, sadly, but then he runs across her because she's come home.
Well, again, like, I don't know too much about... I don't know who the kid was in real life.
Interesting.
I just know that when it came out that who Stifler's mom was, my dad was like, yeah, you know who that was? That was so-and-so. And I was like, I babysat for her a few times.
That's bananas.
She was kind of bitchy.
That's the way she is in that movie. She's like kind of a bitchy lady.
Yeah.
Who's willing to have sex with a high school kid.
Yeah. And I do not think that it was a bad rumor about this woman. I think that it is true that she was Stifler's mom.
Uh-huh.
Although, you know, her son's name was Keller, but that's okay.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, some of the names would be changed to protect the guilty. Yeah, that's funny. It's weird, though, when you think about all those kind of movies. And American Pie, when it came out, was really a throwback to those 80s movies that hadn't been around. But it's so funny how many of them, like, the comedy is sex crimes.
Mm-hmm. Sex crimes and rock and roll.
Because, like watching it, that scene where, you know, they put a camera, like a, and then he broadcasts to all his friends.
Yeah, the camera with a foreign exchange student, right?
Yeah. So she doesn't know that that's happening.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And I'm watching, and like in the end, she's amused by the whole situation or whatever. But I was like, I feel really bad. This is you shouldn't be doing this, you guys. This is fucking illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go to prison.
You're lucky she was a good sport.
Yeah, exactly. Although I don't think she ever really... Oh, she did it by the end of the movie because it accidentally went out to everybody in the school.
That would be horrifying.
Yeah, it'd be unbelievable. I mean, and that was before... Like, now that's like revenge porn is a thing. And that was before that.
Yep.
Although it wasn't revenge, it was an accident, but still.
But still, they shouldn't have been recording her in the first place.
No. I knew an actor who got in all kinds of legal trouble up in Canada.
For them doing that?
Because he was subletting his place, and the two girls like found like a hidden camera.
Oh.
And they accused him of recording them. He ultimately was found innocent of these charges.
But still
that it was there. But he was like, I wasn't using it. It wasn't on. It was just there from when I was living there, but I wasn't.
And I can understand that, like, if people have, like, security reasons, and if they're not sleazy and they're not trying to secretly record people, I can see where they might not think, you know, when they leave, they might be like, oh, I turned the camera off and and not realize the optics of it if strangers come in. Because I know that's been an issue with Airbnbs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I heard some, I was listening to some podcast and they were talking about that, and there was a family who, it's like a family of four, and they found one and they demanded their money back because they thought that
they were recording.
Recording, and the guy said, the husband said from then on, like whenever they go to an Airbnb, they completely scour the place to make sure.
To make sure there's nothing.
Yeah. And this particular incident, the camera, it was like weird. Like, you know, it was hidden in a clock or something like that. It wasn't just, you know, oh, look at that, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what this guy's camera was like on, like his home entertainment system or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was strange.
Yeah.
We kind of ruined his career.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I've never stayed at an Airbnb, but after hearing that story and they were telling other ones on this podcast, I was like, you know what? I don't think I
Airbnb. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it can be creepy, but I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
People do, they put like cameras in bathrooms at gas stations and shit. Mm-hmm. People are, I mean, what are you going to do?
Oh, that reminds me. I left one at the 76 station.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you see anything good on it?
No, I didn't, but I don't know what happened yesterday.
Oh, okay. So you'll roll through the footage and see if you catch anyone.
Yeah.
Dropping a deuce.
Dropping a deuce, right. Or a number three.
What's a number three?
It's it's exactly what you think it is.
It's one and two together?
And then some.
Like, you mean it's like diarrhea?
And then some, yeah.
And then some? It's like just pissing.
It's just, it's coming out everywhere.
And barfing?
It's barfing. No, the only reason, so I used to have a next door neighbor who was in a punk band, and he gave me one of his CDs, and he had a song on there called Number Three, and it was really hilarious. And it was just all about.
I've never heard Number Three before.
I hadn't either, but the song was hilarious.
That's gross.
Yes.
Why would you want to see that?
I don't know.
Why?
Just to shake things up.
Why do people put? I mean.
Oh yeah. Oh, I thought you meant me. Why do I have a camera at this gas station?
Well, you're a hobbyist.
Yeah.
You know, that's just. I just mean the pervert.
And I have discriminating taste.
Yeah, yeah. You're not doing it for like sexually perverse reasons.
No, of course not.
It's just
if there's a children, I immediately, you know, delete that part.
Scrub it. Yeah, yeah. You got to be real careful about the. You don't want to wind up like Pete Townsend.
Oh, God. Research.
It was research. If I ever get busted with porn, that's what I'm going to say.
Oh,
yeah. It was research, you guys. I needed to learn about stepmoms.
Yeah, I'm doing a whole, like, documentary on stepmoms. I need to see what kind of stepmoms are out there so I know which would be the most entertaining to interview. Like, what are you, perverts? What do you think I'm doing?
I'm watching it for the porn.
It's research.
It's my work. It's my art.
Did Pete Townsend have to write? What happened? What was the outcome with that?
I can't remember, to be honest with you. I think he just got away with it.
Yeah, I think he did too.
Like, I think the research thing worked.
Yeah, because he said that he had been sexually abused as a child. And so, as part of, what, the healing process or something, he was doing research or he was doing... No, he was like a big advocate for protecting children from sexual abuse. I think that was the angle he took.
Maybe, yeah.
And had he not been Pete Townsend, he probably wouldn't have gotten away with it.
I don't think so.
I feel like if I got caught with child porn on my computer and I said something like that, I don't think that the law enforcement would be like, oh, we misunderstood. That makes total sense.
You need a really good lawyer.
Yeah.
That costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
To have that excuse work for you.
And then you have to have one hell of a lawyer who's gonna be able to sell that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, most people I don't think would have got away with what he ultimately did.
No.
I mean, well, I guess Paul Rubens and Jeffrey Jones got away with it, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because they were exchanging like nude photos of children.
Right.
But it was like an art collection. Was the.
Yeah, that was the whole defense. Because they were. Yeah.
It was art, not pornography.
Right.
Which is. It's weird.
It's, yeah.
I mean, Paul Rubens jacking it in a theater. I don't care about that. That's what porn theaters should be for.
Right. But, what are you going to do? Go there and, like, eat Kit Kats?
But then that story is like, It's always hard to look at Jeffrey Jones after that.
Yeah, that was really gross.
And he got big after that. Like, put on a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Like, he was huge in Deadwood.
Well, fuck him.
Well, yeah, I mean, creepy. Creepy. But I guess, you know, they were found innocent, so maybe we're judging them too harshly.
Yeah, maybe we are.
I don't know. I wasn't involved. I didn't see the alleged pornography / art, so...
I did not either, and I do not have any interest in...
No, I don't want to see it or know more about it. It's just, it's, you know... Now we know so much of that. Like, when that happened, that was like... Like a blip on the radar of creepy entertainers. But now it's like everybody is.
I saw something recently that, like, Pink was getting a lot of shit from people because she had naked photos of her kids on Instagram. And she was, like, indignant about it. And I'm like, you should not put naked photos of your children on Instagram.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't.
You know, and I saw a couple of the pictures and it was, you know... They're playing, you know, obviously there's nothing, you know, sketchy, but it's like, you are a famous, you know, you're a famous musician, you have how many followers, and you're putting, you know, cute pictures of your naked kids up. Do you know how many creepy people are out there?
Yeah, exactly.
And she was angry that some of her followers were leaving these comments, like, you need to take these pictures down, what are you thinking? I was like, I thought you were a smart person, Pink. Like, what would you...
If I was at that level celebrity, I wouldn't post pictures of my kids with their clothes on. I wouldn't post pictures of my kids.
No, I wouldn't either. And I definitely... Yeah, I wouldn't either with fully dressed kids. No, not at all. And I mean, I know, like, in Europe, they have much stricter privacy law, paparazzi laws, but you can have control over that stuff. Don't post it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and there's so many creeps... I mean, I'm not even famous, and I have had a stalker. So it's like at that level, you gotta have a lot. There's a lot of creeps out there.
Yeah.
And if they know what your kids look like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand you can't control, you know, telephoto lenses, and your kids are at school.
Right, right.
I know there's only certain things you can control, but don't post pictures of your children dressed and certainly not undressed. You know?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, someone like Pink has got to be completely out of touch with reality.
Well, clearly. I mean, I've seen pictures. Recently, I saw a really cute picture that a friend of mine posted of one of her kids on Facebook, naked. You couldn't see his junk, you know, but he was naked. It was really cute. But even that, I was like, I just don't think people should post naked pictures of their kids.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea to me. But, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, at the same time, you know, the argument's always, well, that's on the perverts. It's not on my kids, you know? And I'm like, well, yeah, but you're right. It is on them, but they exist.
Right. And obviously my friend, you know, the only people who could see the picture of my friend's kid... are her family and friends, you know, on Facebook, you know, it's a very small audience, you know, so I get that. I still wouldn't do it.
Right, right.
And I don't think it's a good idea, but because you just never know.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know. I mean, spoiler alert, I'm a big creep, you know.
Right.
And I like looking at, you know, I mean.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? But to do something like what Pink did. You know,
Well, she doesn't sound like she's playing with a full deck to me. But a lot of those, like, pop singers, that's what happens to them. They don't they're just disconnected
from reality. They're in this insulated world.
And man, movie stars, too, you know? Like, Gwyneth Paltrow, I think, is completely disconnected from reality.
She always has been.
Yeah.
I mean, she grew up so privileged and...
Well, and her, like, whole magical thinking stuff is just... As, to me, it's, like, so much of it is reckless.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be harmful.
Yeah.
And she's doing it just to make money. It just seems like she's not connected to reality and consequence and all that.
Nope.
All those fun things that regular people know about because they don't have mattresses full of money.
Yep. This is true. And they don't wipe their asses with gold toilet paper. And
I mean, I'd like to.
So would I.
I'd like to wipe my ass with gold toilet paper.
I would like to wipe my ass with gold toilet paper.
Is it soft, though, or is it hard?
I you know, it's. I'm sure it's like gold thread or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
it's like a nice, fine gold thread. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I don't think that they melted down a bar of gold into some sort of pulp. So, wait, you had when did you have a stalker? I didn't know about this.
I did an episode of Hawaii Five-0.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it just shot a commercial for a home improvement, one of those home improvement stores.
Mm-hmm.
This person, like my agent called one day, my commercial agent. And when the commercial agents call you directly, it's to tell you booked a job or very rarely... But or you're getting renegotiated. So, you know, it's usually good news.
Right.
Like, I'm calling to tell you, you're making money, I'm making money. Isn't that great?
Right.
So she called, and I was like, oh, cool. Like, this is out of the blue. I didn't know I was up for anything right now, but awesome. And she's like, look, I've never dealt with this before, and I have no idea how to communicate this. So I'm just going to tell you what happened. And this person called found out the production company of the commercial, called them, and said that the person in their commercial is a bad man and he's a murderer.
Oh my!
So they called my agent and was like, this guy called and said that your client is a murderer.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, so she called. I got off the phone. I was freaking out. I was like, that's so bizarre. Like, it wasn't, it would have been a little bit easier to process, I think, if it had just been, like, somebody calling and threatening me.
Uh-huh.
Like, this was, like, an accusation of a right. high crime. And I was like, what? Why? So I called Hill, you know, because I was freaking out.
Sure.
And you know, she was at work, and I never call her at work because she doesn't like to be bothered, but I was freaking out, so she talked to me, and she figured it out. She's like, well, wait a sec. Like, a week ago, you were on Hawaii Five-0, and you played a murderer. So maybe this person is disconnected from reality.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that makes sense. So I called my agent, and I was like, my wife pointed this out, and that makes sense. And my agent's like, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. So called the production company. Everybody's like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And it was just weird. But then he started resurfacing in other places.
Oh, my God.
He wrote letters to – well, he wrote emails to Fox when I was – doing a show on FXX. He sent a letter to the showrunner of that show. And...
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, accusing me of all these things. And the more he sends letters, the more weird they got.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So it wasn't just... the next time that he communicated, and Fox actually did an investigation into the guy.
Well, that's good, at least.
And determined he was not a threat. And then I knew a guy who was a detective in LAPD, and I was like, hey, can you look into this dude for me? He's like, totally. And he did, and he also determined he's just a crazy old guy. He's not really a threat. But the other letters, like, it became, like, the things he accused me of, they were so weird. In addition to, like, he elaborated on what kind of murderer I was.
Oh, okay.
Let's... And he said I was building and harboring deadly laser weapons in my garage.
Well, in his defense, I could see you doing that. You're very skilled when it comes to, you know.
And then he accused me of forcing my family to do incest porn to make money for my laser cannons.
Well, he's creative, at least.
And every now and then he'll pop up, like, on social media with a fake account and, like, threaten me.
That's so wild. I'm
coming to get you, he says.
Do you know how old he is? Or,
like, yeah, he's in his late 60s. Or, I mean, he's probably in his 70s now, because it's been a few years.
And so, he lives here? And...
No, he lives in, I think, Kansas.
Wow.
If memory serves.
That is so bizarre.
Maybe Kentucky. I think it was Kentucky.
I wonder if he has, like, other people he's doing this to also.
Maybe. Probably.
Or you're his, like, number one.
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why he fixated on me out of nowhere.
So basically, obviously, I don't want, if you know his name, I don't want you to say it. But do you know his name and do you know what he looks like?
I don't know what he looks like. But, yeah, I know his name.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he didn't... Like, when he sent the letters to these places, he signed his name.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It wasn't, like, anonymous.
Right.
He told them, yeah, because I believe this guy's got laser weapons in his garage.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's bananas.
I wonder...
Hi, Colby.
Hey,
bye.
Colby.
Bye, Colby.
Bye.
I wonder if... I wonder what he, if he, like, does he live in his parents' basement or his deceased parents?
No, I mean, he lives alone, I believe. He's a war vet. I mean, that's what I know. He's like an old retired war vet who lives alone.
Well, that's definitely an interesting story. I'm glad nothing bad came out of it, but that's...
No, it's just... I mean, it's just like, when he pops back up, like, he pops back up more often when I'm working than when I'm not, so it's like kind of a bummer, but when he does pop up, it's unnerving. It's unsettling.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's creepy.
Yeah. Because you don't know if he... came out here from wherever.
Yeah,
he was.
I don't know. Yeah, if he really, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's creepy. Well, I'm glad nothing's happened, but.
Yeah, yeah, me too. But yeah, it was. I don't like it. I don't recommend getting this. I'm not famous enough. I shouldn't have a stalker. I don't make enough money.
Well,
people who have stalkers make a lot of money.
Oh.
I should be making more money.
Well, yeah, you should be. See, this is a call for Todd Robert Anderson to be paid more.
Yeah, give me more money. I got a stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah? Who cares how few Twitter followers I have? I have a stalker.
Yeah, damn it. He is a stalker. He deserves.
I deserve cash. Give me cash. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm tired.
Yeah, well, I think it's time to eat some leftovers.
Yeah, that's a good call.
So that
we have so many friggin' leftovers.
Get more tired and then.
Yeah, and sit on my couch, watch Star Wars movies.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of the day after Thanksgiving.
Hey, yeah, I don't normally work on the day after Thanksgiving, but, you know, it's your show, so.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and I'll pay you in leftovers.
Oh, fantastic.
So, you know, and because I kind of want the stalker to, like, send an email. So.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, thanks, Shan.
Thank you. See you soon if you'll come back.
We'll see.
All right.
You know, I'm real busy.
I know you're real busy. And because you're so busy, let's hope the stalker doesn't get you.
Yeah, exactly.
You can come back.
All right.